Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pat Doney, NBC 5, is in. Troy and Roy alongside. And, you know, we've been talking about doing this segment all week long, and we chose today because it comes out today, Pat. And this is a story that you have for NBC 5.
It's a story I've been working on for a long time, Chop. And I'm very excited about tonight at 10 p.m. on NBC 5. It's a story about mental skills coaches and pro sports today. I think it's very timely. Obviously, mental health is a frequent conversation right now in our world, and it's an important one, and it is also important in the sports world. So let me take you back to spring training. Surprise, Arizona, hanging with the Rangers. Chris Woodward just kind of getting to know him a little bit, and he kept saying over and over again in Surprise about how much his players were benefiting from, and he would list out different things, and he kept saying this guy's name. He kept saying, you know, plus the conversations they have with Josiah, not to mention the mental approach they have, not to mention they're really, you know, and he would list out all these different things. So after hearing him mention Josiah's name two or three times, I finally was like, you know what, I'm going to look into who this Josiah guy is. And Josiah is Josiah Egano. He is the Rangers' mental skills coach. And I did not realize they had a mental skills coach, but they've had one for a little while now. This is Josiah's second year as the Rangers' mental skills coach. And so I decided to track him down and interview Josiah and ask him a little about what he does. Listen to what Josiah Egano says, how he would describe what a mental skills coach is and why it matters so much to Rangers players right now.
I believe that when we offer our athletes, when we offer our organization tools, resources, education, knowledge, especially in the world that we live in, right, it just moves the meter. It moves the meter for athletes because they feel empowered. And when you empower someone, they go to unforeseen heights.
So the reason Josiah's name kept being brought up was specifically because Chris Woodward kept being asked about Joey Gallo's mental approach. And Josiah is a guy who has worked with Gallo a lot, along with the other Rangers players. Some players work with him more than others, but he is a big-time locker room clubhouse favorite. These guys love this guy. He's a bright dude. I spent about 15 minutes with him, and I walked away saying, how do I start having lunch with this guy every single week? He is very popular amongst the team, but here's the thing. I told you, this is his second year with the Rangers as the mental skills coach. But listen to what he says here in our conversation about how much more he's being used today. I asked him what the difference has been under Chris Woodward this year as opposed to a year ago.
To answer your question very bluntly, just to give you kind of like a snapshot, I think I had more classroom time with our big league team during spring training than I had all of last year. And he believes in the mental side of things. He believes in positivity. He believes in learning. He believes in having an open-minded approach. And that in and of itself, somebody's desire and hunger to learn, it basically takes off all limits.
I have a question.
Hit me.
Okay. Because I'm listening to this and you keep saying mental health coach, mental health coach, mental skills coach, skills coach. And this is a great video that you have coming out, NBC 5. Where can FanFans and Tolos watch this again, Pat?
They can watch it on NBC 5 News tonight at 10 p.m. It's supposed to be, you know, unless there's a major story that breaks, I would think it's going to be in the A block of our show tonight around 10:05 p.m. would be my guess. Yeah.
So let me ask.
It's a big story. We've worked a long time on it and worked hard.
What is the difference between a mental skills coach and, let's just say, a sports psychologist
They're very comparable, okay. I would say. You know, also like a therapist, if you will.
Yeah.
These guys, they are trained and they've been working for a long time, and it's become very popular and very important, they would tell you. When an athlete, for example, is in a slump, you know, is going, you know, 0-for-4 in baseball, four games in a row, or, you know, has one hit in six games, you know, the mental approach, being able to look at a situation like that and maintain the big picture approach, the self-scouting that comes with that and saying, I'm not going to completely abandon everything just because I'm not playing well in the moment and I haven't for the last few days, that's incredibly important. And you're talking about, for these pro sports teams, The players are the investments. I mean, millions of dollars invested into these guys. And so that's why he's never alone. That was the thing that Woodward mentioned, and John Daniels is in this story as well. JD talked about the fact, anytime you see Josiah Egonu at the Ranger Stadium, which is every single day, you'll notice he's either on the phone or he's talking to a Rangers player or surrounded by Rangers players, because they are always trying to, what Egonu described as, get their mind right. They're always trying to get back on track. And I was a little skeptical at first, but then you hang with the guy, you see the growth, you see how much of an impact he had on just on me in our 15 minutes together. I was like, you know, I feel pretty good right now. I feel like my mind's in a really good place to really kind of take it to the next level. And then it wasn't just in baseball. There are 28 teams out of 30 that have mental skills coaches. The NFL announced just a few weeks after we started this story, every NFL team now has to have a mental skills coach going forward. Every team, they have a different name for it. It's not mental skills coach, but it's essentially someone who is there to speak to players when they're struggling with anxiety and depression and going through a hard
sports
time.
Psych. I get that. Absolutely.
Exactly. Sports psychology. And then a few days after that, Adam Silver went on NBC's Today show and spoke about how he says depression and anxiety is rampant among NBA players today, which was shocking and would be shocking, I think, to most fans. These guys are millionaires. They can have anything they want in the world, and yet they're still really struggling with anxiety today. And then Silver explained on the Today Show why he believes that is a problem among NBA players today.
It's the same that we're seeing in their same age cohort, that I believe a lot of it is due to the advent of an enormous amount of social media. The same thing that may be so positive from a marketing standpoint in certain ways for the league, there's a lot of negative implications around it. In the old days in the NBA, when you go into a locker room, you know, music would be blaring. Guys would be socializing a lot more. When you go into an NBA locker room now, there's hardly ever music that's playing throughout the locker room because guys have headphones on. They've increasingly isolated themselves. And I'd also say, this goes a little bit to the stigma issue too. A lot of people think of these macho players that they can take it when people are screaming at them or on social media. You know, the haters are out there criticizing them, their looks, the way they go about things. It affects them. They're just like everybody else.
Now, I totally agree with that.
I totally do too.
Because, I mean, listen, I'm not one of these mental skills coaches or anything like that. I did say at a Holiday Inn, and I can say what he's saying right now, it sounds so much like Kevin Durant.
I was just going to say.
Because Kevin Durant's
a
guy.
He had a burner account.
He sets up burner accounts. He goes verbally one-on-one into someone's face courtside the AAC during a Mavs game. I mean, that's the kind of guy, when I think of someone who can't handle the pressure of the spotlight being on him, it's Kevin Durant.
I totally agree with what you're saying, because like, and he's right about the headphone, and that's so annoying to me. Like when we were in high school, Troy, you remember, like we're playing, or you guys too. If you were like in the high school gym or a regular gym, you had music on. The gym was social out,
right?
Yeah.
And now you walk into one, and it's like
it's
everyone,
selfie hour.
It's ridiculous. It's like everyone's got their headphones in. It's boring. Like, it should be social hour.
So when Silver says that, immediately my initial response is to see, well, what are the Mavericks doing? You know, cause, I mean, they're the local NBA team here. Not surprising at all. Okay, there's a surprising information here and not surprising information. The Mavericks and Mark Cuban has been on the forefront of this stuff. They've had a full-time mental skills coach since 2001. They now have a mental skills team as a part of the Mavericks. The shocking piece of information to me was to find out that only 7 teams in the NBA right now have a mental skills coach or a sports team psychiatrist or psychologist or, you know, therapist, whatever you want to call it, to help with players deal with this. Only 7 in the NBA right now.
That's absurd. They're not even watching their own sport, because it's pretty easy and obvious to tell that there are guys dealing with a lot more issues when it comes to social anxiety and like how they're perceived in the world. I mean, just look at how the big stars in the NBA, like you mentioned, Kevin Durant amongst them, but
he ain't alone.
Yeah, no, he's not alone.
He's the one that gets all the publicity. He's probably far more the norm.
I mean, Russ,
the outlier.
Kyrie,
they're all watching
bristly at times. Like Draymond is that
Russ
way.
Sometimes Russ is in for a rude awakening when he shows up to Houston and has to deal with media that doesn't just let him pass for what he did in Oklahoma City. They protected him there. Not that Houston's going to come after him hard. He's not going to New York, but KD is in New York now. You want to talk about media going after a guy? Going to be interesting to see there. But so then I went and spoke to one of the Mavs' mental skills coaches as well. Mike Franco is his name. He's part of the team that's there, and he's newer on the staff. And I asked him flat out, so how do you do this? I mean, how do you get players to really start embracing this and start practicing this? He gave me a little insight into a day-to-day look at what they try to do to try to get the Mavericks players to get mentally stronger and prepared for big moments and to face the anxiety that comes with being a superstar today.
Performing mentally is the same as when you work on your skills, building your jump shot, your dribbling, working on rebounding, defensive assignments. You go through it mentally. Is I'm working on my focus, I'm working on my confidence, I'm working on being in the moment. And that is a skill set. It's a skill set to do that and to be able to do that maybe when you don't feel like it.
Being in the moment was the big thing he kept going back to in our conversation. That's his big thing. He says it's the most important thing that they try to work with Mavs players, not thinking about what they have to do in the fourth quarter to win the game, not thinking about how many points they've scored to this point, not thinking about the missed jump shot from 5 minutes ago. It is literally right now in this second, and he literally said to me in our conversation, I'm not thinking about the fact that I'm going to go have lunch in 30 minutes. I'm thinking about right now talking to you about our conversation about, and it was like, wow, that really probably does bring some clarity to a situation. But I mean,
I'm fascinated by this because I think that the sports psychologist aspect of the dealing with depression and anxiety and I don't want to say PTSD, but even like the post-traumatic injury issues that guys deal with. Like Kevin Durant, I mean, that was a traumatic injury for him. He's going to have to deal with that mentally. And then all kinds of, you know, pitchers coming back from Tommy John or rotator cuff surgery, like just being able to deal with that. But at the same time, I've always like, I completely discount the mental side of sports on the field.
I mean, boy, right? You do.
I am a, like, it's to me, are you talented? Great, that's it. That's all I care about.
No such thing as clutch.
Nope. What's your talent? Are you good or not? That's all I care about. I don't care. I don't believe in clutch. I don't believe in choke. Talent. I don't believe in experience.
Well, that's interesting that you would
talent,
say that.
Talent, talent, talent. That's all I care about.
Because they're all about it. And they're all about being
locked in.
They're
trying to say they're trying to keep
and
the jobs.
I'm not saying that they just completely disagree with you, though. Because what I think they're trying to teach their players is to have that same mentality, whether it's a big moment or not, because pressure is not something that is perceived from the inside,
yeah.
Right? So you are the one who is believing that this moment is bigger than a previous moment before, where you should look at it the same way. Regardless, you know, the fact that there are only seven teams in the NBA that have one, I asked Mike Franco, the Mavs mental skills, he's a mental skills coach for the Mavs on the team, if he believes the Mavericks and the other six teams that have one in the NBA are at an advantage by having a mental skills training team.
Proactively trying to build mindsets to perform under pressure is huge. And so I think there's definitely an advantage, and it does take a while, but absolutely, big time advantage.
See, right there, that comment where you said it does take a while, and what you said at the beginning of the segment, Pat, about you being skeptical, I'm more curious about how they break through to athletes. Not break through, like finally get to their mental side, but basically tell them what you've been taught all your life, which is probably your dad or some other man saying, listen, quit being a sissy and just go out there and play ball. And how they break through to them saying, you know, it's actually something deeper than that.
So Mike and I talked quite a bit about that, and it did not make it into the story tonight, but I can tell you what he said.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because he said, first of all of this is about relationship first and foremost, because they're not going to have a player kind of open up about the things that they worry about more or the things that they're depressed about more if they don't know you and they don't like you, right? So first and foremost, this is just about being having a relationship, being somebody who's there for somebody through the good times and the bad times, and they build those relationships. And then from there, really, it's just kind of a slow process in trying to get them to believe and to really lock in on knowing that if they can start to see themselves and visualize themselves in big moments, in pressure moments, and think about what that's like and prepare themselves for it, that they're going to be ready for that moment in a bigger way. And they start to point to other guys in the NBA who are using it or in pro sports in general. Baseball really seems to be at the forefront now. They were behind for a long time, but now they seem to be at the forefront in really trying to handle, because I mean, think about it. Baseball needs to have it. I mean, the best players in the history of the game. Mike Trout is being called one of the greatest players to ever play, maybe the best player to ever play, and he's a career, what, 330 hitter? That means he fails almost 7 out of 10 times when he's at bat. You can see how being mentally strong.
Is he 330?
He's somewhere in that range, 320, I think. So he's really, really yes, he's up there.
He's amazing.
But the point is, even if he's 300, he's failing 7 out of 10 times when he bats. I mean, and so to be able to handle failure is a huge part of baseball. Anyway, that story tonight, we dive into it more. The conversations with Adam Silver and with the, both the Mavs mental skills team coaches and also the Rangers mental skills coaches. It's all tonight on NBC 5 News at 10 o'clock. I hope you'll watch it. We've worked a long time and worked really hard on it, trying to make it really good.
Great stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.